Good morning, Nebuch. Today, the preparation is done by Unity 4, Dnieper, and Volga, and all of us together, and only together, in one heart, are we entering today's morning lesson. We are awakening the Creator and pleasing the Creator.
Lubash writes, each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and the strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
A question for an active workshop. How do we annul ourselves during the lesson in practice? Again, how do we annul ourselves during the lesson in practice? Active workshop.
How do we annul ourselves in the lesson in practice? We adhere to the sources, to the Kabbalist, to Rav, to the entire system.
I try with prayer for you to be connected among you and adhere to the Creator.
Yes, first of all, we try to connect to the friends, to the sources, to dissolve in the common field. If any objections surface or we feel difficulties, then we have to annul whatever hinders us.
To be focused on the prayer for the friends and on the sources.
To make an effort, truly with every word that Rav says, every word that we hear from the Kabbalists, to get into it, to try to feel the source, the friends, to incorporate in this thing, every friend from the world, anyone asking a question, to see the Creator behind him, to truly try to become absorbed with his question, to swallow it up, to feel that this is his deficiency that now we want to raise to the Creator, and in this way to help one another with prayers.
Yeah, we make inner efforts to merge together, to remember that the reforming light is the one that makes the changes in us, and to be like a sponge absorbing.
To replace all the requests for myself, any intention for myself, with an intention that is for you and for the Creator. In short, to ask for you.
I was just thinking, oops, I was kicked out. It was nice. No matter what happens, you just want to find yourself wanting to get in, and there are all kinds of pushes and distractions. And then you understand that it all comes from the Creator, and you see how within it you can serve the friends, the society, and just be happy about the opportunity that we can somehow be together here and do this historic thing. And everything else, I simply step on them.
The personal example that all the friends, the entire Kli is giving, simply adhere to them and like a magnet, hold on to this tremendous force that is in the system. Adhere to them simply without anything. I mean, if anything jumps in you, which comes naturally, upon that you simply have to run and attach yourself to this huge force.
And if you can add to this feeling of adhesion also the sorrow of the Shekhinah, divinity, and that of all of humanity, and to bring contentment to the Creator behind all those operations.
Yes, the effort is as much as possible to think about the friends and not about myself. And this is how each and every one does, that nobody is thinking about himself. Everyone is focused on the effort to hold everyone in the connection in the center of the group with a common request from the Creator, from the Reforming Light, that it will reform us, correct us, so that we become one.
Yeah. Just to expand what we're doing now, spread it all over the lesson with all the intensity, just what we're feeling now. This incorporation is beginning to operate. We all came. We're all beginning to speak, to express something common. And soon the lesson will begin and the whole world clay will be spread out before us. And we just need to pick up every single deficiency and present it to the Creator like a bouquet.
Rabash writes, one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends. So they, too, would feel that each one of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully. Since each person's force of love is integrated in each other's, it turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces who understand the need that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, If each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed.
A question for a silent workshop. Each friend asks the Creator for help, that the whole tent will be rewarded with spiritual birth. Again, silent workshop. Each friend asks the Creator for help, that the whole tent will be rewarded with spiritual birth.
Молитва. Благодарим Тебя, Творец, за Твое управление,
prayer.
За Твою заботу.
We thank You, Creator, for Your providence and care and Your endless love. Give us the force of faith and the yearning to bestow with the right intention. Unite us as one man in one heart. Help us to always feel Your control in everything and shift from hatred to love. Please accept the prayer of my friends.